Episode 354, April 2nd, 2018.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Yes, the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote, he wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost. Oh, baby.
Well, I'm afraid to jinx it because I thought this was going to happen a few months ago. And it looks like now it's definitely going to happen, though. I will finally get to meet the greatest Rob and Joe Show listener of all time, Mr. Mac Burks.
Oh, when you go down to Tampa?
Yes, I will be at the Tampa Improv May 17th through the 20th. I believe Mac plans on coming that Sunday night. He's got a little work thing he's got to do. But we will finally break bread, have drinks. I'm hoping sex. That's what I think. I think we're ready for that.
Okay, so let's say the show gets canceled again. Okay, remember he had to get a refund and all that stuff the last time. Then you try to do it again, the show. How many times is he going to buy a ticket and the show get canceled before he says, I'm not going to do it anymore?
Well, one more time after
that's
this.
That's it. Yeah. One more, third time.
Yeah.
He'll do it one more time, and then that's...
Unless the show is like right in his neighborhood or something.
No, I disagree. He'll keep doing it until he gets to see Rob.
Well, I'm already on the calendar as headlining on the 17th.
I know, so, I'm just kidding.
And it's David Koechner, who I'm with the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Actually, be the following week, I'll be in Kansas City Improv. That's his neck of the woods. Hoping to get up in Philly and New York and Columbus. I saw Scott Bergson this past weekend. So a lot of Bergsons in my life.
Man. So, yeah, and we're going to be on the Mike O'Mara Show. When this airs, it depends. Is there any chance this can get out by Wednesday?
Well, it's Thursday, but yeah.
I know, but I want people to be
gotcha.
Able to hear and know we're going to be on. Because if they don't hear what I'm saying right now, they
yes.
can't. We're going to be on the Mike O'Mara Show Thursday. I pray to God we can get the show up by Wednesday.
So,
I will
Marcus,
push to make
you know,
it happen.
Yeah, it is. How far away is Mike from Tampa Bay?
Less than 2 hours.
Any chance that I can get him out? Is that possible?
You can ask him directly on Thursday.
I will ask him directly. So, but I'm very excited, A, just to work with Koechner again, B, to do a new club, and I shouldn't say C, because this is the most important thing, is to finally meet Mac, who has been an awesome fan of the show, friend of the show, and has turned into a friend of ours. He's the closest person I am in the world to someone I haven't met.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
And he's even closer to Gramps than to you.
Yeah, if he could... Well, that's a good question. Would he rather see rank who he'd like to see?
I actually think he'd rather see you perform.
Okay,
and
yes.
then meet you than just. But it's just in order of just meeting somebody. Probably, but he doesn't know if he knew what he was going to get. Robbie would rank lower than me. But it would be probably be, I'm guessing Gramps, Robbie, you and me is my guess. Although I've jumped up ahead of you in some rankings, although I'm going to drop below when he comes to see you do stand up.
Let's say there's he's in a building and there's four entertainment spaces in this building. And we're each doing 5 minutes. I'm doing comedy.
Gramps is reading poetry.
You're doing comedy. Gramps is reading poetry. And Robbie's singing karaoke. Where does Mac Bergson go?
Again, before he knows what he's getting, it should probably honestly be you, me. I don't even know what's third and fourth. But Gramps is going to be incredibly jealous.
He really is. Is there anyone like that Gramps would like to meet more? That's like even like a celebrity or
no,
somebody.
There's not. I'm not kidding. By the way,
come on. No. He'd rather meet Mac Bergson than does he have a famous president that he likes? I don't know. That's a living.
No. What do you think? I'm telling you right now. I swear. I mean this. I know for a fact. My father would rather meet Mac Bergson than George Bush.
Okay. What about some country singer?
No.
Hank Williams Jr.
No. He doesn't give a shit about that. No, it's,
okay.
I promise you, it's Mac Bergson.
What about Miss America, whoever
no,
that is?
No, he doesn't care. And by the way, it would be Miss Black care. America, but regardless, he doesn't care about that stuff. He wants to meet Mac Bergson.
Well, he can come with me.
We're also going to be on the Mike O'Mara show on Thursday. Nobody's going to know that unless the show's out on time.
Well, I think it's going to be. I'm calling it right now.
So there's no other way unless it's through social media.
There's a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
We could knock on doors.
Right. You're right. By the way, speaking of social media, can I start with this now?
Yeah.
I just realized, and it's fucking annoying to me. It is annoying to me. The Robin Joe Show.
Yes.
Their Twitter page, they don't like my tweets.
You mean they? You mean Rob Mayer and Robbie Robinson?
No, me. My name is on there.
But that's who that is. That's
who
Robbie
controls will go in there and make sure that all his tweets are liked. You go in there and that you like your own tweets with the Robin Joe Show. And my tweets, who I actually get the best response on Twitter. And
well,
you guys,
because you tweet so well, you just tweeted something funny, but you didn't.
That's
didn't
why
do
I
it,
noticed.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I tweeted, Robbie. You there?
I'm listening.
Here's what I tweeted. I tweeted something to the effect of, I can't even remember, but it's about Chick-fil-A. Today is the day that Chick-fil-A is least open. It was on Easter, right? That was my tweet. Okay? And I loved it. I never am like that, but I loved the tweet. I knew it was fucking hilarious. And it just got us peppering of likes. So I'm like, these motherfuckers. Now, I knew it was getting buried, and I thought it was so funny. So I look. I go, I wonder if the Rob and Joe Show liked my tweet. No, they didn't. So I start going back in tweets. You never fucking like my tweets. You're like, you don't want to support one of the people that's on the show. Neither one of you. Rob will go back and like his own tweets.
Yes.
You will. But none of you guys will go back and like my tweets.
I feel like I've retweeted or I've commented or I've liked or especially a lot of times JL will have a conversation with you and I think I'll like some of those. But Robbie, are you not liking my tweets from the Rob and Joe account either, are you?
I'll be honest. I'm not even sure we follow Joe.
that's what I said. I typed as the Robin Joe. I said, I didn't even know you had Twitter.
Well, I was annoyed because I sent out another tweet about the Orioles and it got a fucking ton of likes. And I'm like, and so I'm annoyed because I don't give a shit about that tweet. I care about the something that I said that was funny and my own brand is not supporting me.
Well, I don't think you worded this very well. Okay, today is the one day of the year that Chick-fil-A is least open.
Yeah, that's exactly how I wanted to say it.
I
you could say the least open, but that's really the only way to say it any differently.
Now, this is how I would say it. Now, I have a track record of not saying things the best way to get like, but I would say I wonder if Chick-fil-A is open today.
Well, that means a completely different thing. They're not open on Sunday, but this is Easter Sunday, so I.
And so you don't even get the joke that I just said your joke another way.
It didn't make any sense the way you just said it. I wonder if Chick-fil-A's open today. They're
because it's Sunday and Easter. It's like
it's especially not open, which is
right.
Well, okay, I definitely. Which one do you guys think is a better way to say it?
I think Joe's was stronger.
No, I. That's no. I. Mine is funnier, but Joe's is easier to understand. I get that.
What? You get that yours is funnier?
Yes.
No, I'll stick with mine.
The idea that someone's thinking it's Sunday, but it's also Easter. Maybe Chick-fil-A is open. That's funnier.
I'm standing by my tweet being funnier.
No. Well, here, you just said something in conversation, and then you tweeted it, but you didn't tweet this well either. How come there's less talking in The Talking Dead? You need to finish it then in The Walking Dead.
No, that's it's implied. That's even. No. Yeah. No, it's good.
No. Now, you should have said then in The Walking Dead. That one needed to be more clear. Well, look, I did tweet something about baseball. By the way, if you do like my tweets, don't tell people to like them. I don't fucking care, okay? If people don't get them or like them, I know it's funny, okay? And when I tweeted 6 hours into the MLB baseball season that my MLB bracket is already busted, that's hilarious, okay? So I know it gets one like, and somebody on Facebook said, oh, are you a Pirates fan? So he literally thinks, I can't exaggerate enough. Do you realize that an NCAA tournament bracket is one page? So we're also in the middle of the NCAA tournament.
Yes, there's 64 teams. Okay. There's 162 games being played by 32 teams.
So there's 10,000 teams you have to fill out. So I'm imagining a guy filling those out. And then 1.5 games into the season, I'm already lost. I mean, so that's, you can't get more exaggerated for someone to not still also take it seriously. But someone's like, oh, you're just a Pirates fan. Like, so what if I was? Like, there's still everything. I can still win this made-up pool that I've invented.
Never mind. I can't even explain how little sense it makes for somebody to take it seriously.
I know. So
anyway, I'm putting you on notice, Robbie. If you're in there liking your own tweets, maybe you could throw me a bone every once in a while from the show that has my name in it. That's all.
That's fine. I don't read the Twitter feed. I only see the tweets if we're tagged in them or if they mention one of our names or something like that.
I tagged you in the one that said you don't like my tweets, and that also
I saw
not liked
that,
by
and
us.
And I did see that, but I didn't know you were referring to a specific tweet.
How about every tweet?
It's really me that is the one that should be doing that, because I feel like I go
on. Oh, yeah, it's primarily Rob's responsibility on this front.
I'll see if I like it.
Yeah, he didn't like the Talking Dead one.
No, I liked it better when you said it in conversation. It flowed more. Well, and I feel like people needed that conversation to fully understand
tweet. Fair enough, a podcast, so I didn't have time to fucking get every I didn't wasn't able to craft
it perfectly. You're doing our podcast. You have time. It's just our show. It's not like
speaking of time. God, I get okay. So I go to Easter brunch at Gramps and Aunt Mom's.
Okay,
and Robbie's there. And Robbie is like, hey, have you seen Top Chef? Have you seen Peaky Blinders? Have you seen this? Have you seen Big Brother? Have you seen... He's listing hundreds of shows, right? And the more I'm sitting there thinking, listening to this, I'm like, this motherfucker is busy, but he's busy watching TV. You know, it's like, yes, there are people that are smug and are like, well, I don't watch TV because I'm too busy doing other things. But Robbie, the idea of him not watching hours and hours and hours of TV as part of his scheduled day is ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
So, yes, he's busy, but the idea of him not being able to take any time out of these, I mean, I'm telling you, this fucker watches every TV show.
I don't like Peaky Blinders. I watched half of an episode.
But you're taking on new shows you might not even like.
Yes,
that's how much time you have.
Sorry about the examples that I was giving not being the shows, but you mentioned like six shows, Robbie, when we were eating. Did that happen?
Yeah, I probably did.
Well, that's the point that I'm trying to make. The point is that, by the way, and you've said this before, you said that you need that. And I get it. I'm not, you know, I mean, there's things that I don't know what I need, but
Robbie has more shows. He'll have more shows this year that he will watch and decide he doesn't like than people will actually watch.
No, you're right about that.
That's true.
And you think about this, that Robbie, you think about his day, he has to get the exact correct amount of sleep. So he goes to bed at a specific time.
Yes.
And then he has to work a specific time. And then he has TV a specific time. And you're thinking, yeah, he is busy, but a lot of it's bullshit.
Robbie in prison would be more worried about his schedule than just being shanked or raped.
Yeah, he'd rather be like, well, I have to shower at this time. That's when this guy who fucks me is in there, but I have no choice. This is it. 5:45 to 6.
He has the Netflix password.
And I also am cranky because I didn't get my little cat nap today before the show. I usually like to get a nap because I get to bed late on Monday nights. I had to deal with that whole chat room fiasco today.
So
we'll get to that in a
Robbie,
second.
He said something. And look, I swear I love my brother. This podcast would not exist without him. It wouldn't. I would have given up on it a long time ago. Yeah, so he is really, even my comedy, everything, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't. He forced me to do a CD 3 years before I was ready to. Like, he makes me do things that I don't necessarily want to do, but I'm grateful later on that I was forced to do these things.
Well, the CD is a bad example, but okay.
Yeah, believe me. That's I've tried to remove every shred of evidence that that ever existed. But back to...
I still have copies.
Yeah, because here's why, and then I'll tell us the next story. But Robbie put like 25 minutes of crowd work on the front of it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Okay,
yeah,
anyway, whatever. That's neither here nor
there. It holds up.
If you want to, if somebody says, "What's Robbie like?" This is going to be the fucking cherry on top, okay?
Because you've had other stories in the past that were
this is the fucking
story.
It is the goat on top of the mountain. That's what this is. So, Robbie has lives in Virginia, and he lives in Virginia because he's gun toting and he wants to live in a fucking blue state or red state or whatever the fuck it is, right? So, he says to me that they have to pay a tax. It's cheaper to live in Virginia, but they have to pay a tax on their cars.
Yes.
And his neighbor, and I guess his neighbors, he has two. They have two cars. They're registered in Maryland. They've been registered in for three years.
So they've been living next door with Maryland
in Virginia, Maryland.
Not next door. They're down the street. But
so they're not even. They're just people that exist.
But
right.
But they've lived there ever since I moved in here, and the whole time they've had Maryland tags on all their cars.
So Robbie is going to fucking tell on them. He's going to call the MVA.
No, there's a website. You can do it anonymously. There's a website.
He's going to.
Okay, stop. There's an actual link because I think there's no one in the world that's ever done that. But there's a direct link to.
There is a website where if they have Maryland tags, you have to have their make, model, their address. You have to have a lot of information. But
you got to get their VIN number. You got to just break into their car.
No. You don't have to have the VIN number, but you have to have their make, model, where the car is being kept, and their license number.
Okay. Their
license plate number.
Why? Why do you care?
I was talking to Tommy today, and Tommy goes, "What if there's just a guy? Just wait. Got him. Fuck yeah. We've been trying to nail this bastard for 3 years.
They've been trying to get Robbie to
people that had the mail tags. We finally got them. Like Bookman on Seinfeld, the fucking library cop. Yeah. Here's the thing. It honestly costs Robbie nothing. It doesn't cost him anything.
Of course not.
You know, but it's Robbie. He wants you explain it, Robbie. By the way, I'm not. Defend it. I'm not think you're a bad person.
I understand lazy people all day long. If those people didn't get around to it for a year, year and a half even, I wouldn't even sweat it. But they're not paying the taxes that I have to pay for more than 3 years now. And it annoys me that they're cheating. They're cheating. They're living in Prince William County. They're living in Virginia. They're enjoying the benefits of living in Virginia, and they're not paying the taxes that I have to pay. So it annoys me.
You're like a freedom fighter.
I am.
I remember when we had Robbie and I, where we grew up, we had neighbors, and then they got divorced, and this family, this Lithuanian family, moved in. Do you remember this, Robbie?
Yeah.
And they immediately built a fence.
Yeah.
So our yards would be separated, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we would play all kinds of sports in our backyard, and every time the ball went over the fence, we would jump over the fence and we would get the ball. And they, every time we did, Mr. Robinson, your son jumped over, they'd fucking tell. So I would have to walk all the way around. My dad's like, "Joe, get in here. Okay. You're not allowed to climb that fence." Meanwhile, these guys are being fucking dicks. They're being dicks, okay? And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Robbie. Come on. You're being a dick.
This is the exact opposite of how Joe would react. And you two are brothers. You were raised in the same house.
It is weird because I think about that. I would not in a million years would I be like, I'm some sort of pillar of justice. I need to make these things right. I can't believe. How much is the tax, Robbie?
Well, it can be expensive if you have like
it's not going to matter.
A newer
car. It's not going to affect you at all.
It varies depending on the car that you have because it's, you know, it's based on
the value. Well, you can just tell me. You have an amount that you pay. What is it?
I think it was like under $200 last time, but I got a new car now, so it's going to be a lot more now.
Hmm.
Well, okay, so, Robbie, if you knew that they would find out, would you still do this?
No.
He can go to the anonymous tip line.
Why don't you leave them?
It is anonymous. It's totally anonymous.
Why don't you give them an anonymous letter in their mailbox saying, "Look, I'm on to your game. Fix this." Or the DMV's getting notified.
Yeah, put a fucking ransom note.
You're under surveillance.
Cut letters out of magazines.
Is that better if I do it, give them a warning first?
I mean, it's more fun. If you take a picture of their plate and then you print that picture out with next to the newspaper with a date on it or something, and then you put it in there and say, I know.
No, because then
Robbie's
Ball's
in your court.
Yeah, but then Robbie's going to have to, he's not going to be willing to go up to their car. He's at risk then. He's going to cowardly.
No, Robbie, I want you to case the house out for see their schedule. Just like, imagine it was your maid that left unceremoniously. What would you do?
Hey, but that's not the thing that made me the most nuts.
What's that?
And by the way, I need to apologize to my dad. My dad asked me for Tim's phone number, former show announcer Tim's phone number, and I saw the text and I said in my head, oh, I got to do this, and then I spaced and I didn't, so I apologize. Send it to him today. But either way.
All right.
My dad sent me a text. Tell me if this would just make you nuts. Okay. So I'm already going through this thing with my taxes, which, by the way, it's just a pain. It's not, there's nothing other than it just, now I have to deal with this, right?
Right.
So, and what I have to do is I called my accountant. He told me to call the state of Maryland. I've told the whole story on everything that I've done, start to finish, what I need to do. My dad sends me a text and he says, hey, Joe, how are you going to deal with that tax situation? So now I'm here with my little tiny keyboard and my thumbs, and I start typing out, which it's going to take me 20 minutes to explain what I've already done, right? So I start typing, and I start getting annoyed, like, God, I seriously? All right. Fine. And I just say, I have it under control, right? Because I'm like, I can't type out the whole explanation, which, by the way, is exactly what I said on the show.
Well, didn't you already do your taxes? I thought it's all done, right?
Well, that's the – I mean, I'm not going to go through it again, but – I went to file my taxes.
Somebody filed it right.
And then I had, things that need to be done. I have to fill out paperwork that said, hey, they stole it, blah, blah, blah. I had to do it. I had to do that with the send that letter to the state of Maryland. Yeah, I mean, I had to do all of it. But I'm not doing nothing. And also to type out all the things that are required in order to do it, it's like 15 sentences that I'm now typing on my little keyboard, which I've said the whole thing on the air.
So would Gramps report this car that Robbie's doing? Is that something he might do?
I don't think
Where does Robbie get this from?
Now, my dad did have a little bit of a playful, not mean streak. Robbie's got a little bit of a mean streak. And my dad would, like, people would call with wrong numbers. My dad would pretend he was them and fuck with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
That, so he did do those kind of things that Robbie gets a lot of pleasure doing. But my dad is not, he would never cost his neighbor $200 because of he feels like that guy needs to get fucked in the same manner that he does.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. And, you know, maybe Gramps will give me a gift to give to Mac Bergson. Is that possible?
Possible. It's 100%.
Be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Tai Bo master, and home health care worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance, April 11th at the DC Improv. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
So I will, when I see Mac, I should bring something from Gramps. So do you want to contribute a gift as well?
Yeah, sure.
Really? What are you gonna?
I don't know.
Personalize it? Because Jim Amato gave us a nice card.
That was very nice.
Well,
of Jim.
A nice note, very just complimentary and thanking us for all that we do for him, and we thank all that you do for us. So.
Can I make a confession? That was very nice of Jim.
Yes.
But the first thing I did was look for like a gift card or something because I knew he was sending people to Japan. I thought maybe,
right?
You know, maybe a Cadbury egg, maybe a Lowe's card. Who knows?
Sure.
But it was But hey, thanks for the note.
Thank you, Jim. We no trip to Japan. Now, speaking of that though, and speaking of TMOS, maybe we should delve into this because we cut a promo last week and sent it to the fellas, basically having a little fun at Pony Boy's expense, basically talking about how the women in Japan love American men and too bad he couldn't go because he was going to be, have this greatest sexual experiences of his life, and it will never happen again.
And the idea of the promo, and I'm about to hear it, I haven't heard it,
right,
was what we said was kind of inconsequential. It was supposed to be mostly bleeped out,
exactly,
so you didn't hear anything bad, but you could obviously know that filthy things were being said.
Right.
And was it rejected?
Well, Marcus, you're the one that edited and emailed it to Spiewak. You tell us.
I think we should listen to it first and then have him read the email.
Okay, we'll cue it up. Rob and Joe here. Sorry to hear about Matt Ponyboy Bloom with the Japan trip.
Man, he's really going to miss out. I mean, from what we know about what goes on in Japan.
Oh, I know firsthand, Joe. I've been to Japan 5 times, and the women there, they love American men.
Is it true that it costs very little to get one of them to shove a fist in your...
It costs almost next to nothing. The things you wouldn't even think of asking your wife or girlfriend, they will offer up.
Is it true that you could put them in any sexual... and every was open?
Every single one. It is amazing. I met this lovely lady, Shin Chu, and she took me. She took my legs. She... 3 fingers, Joe. 3.
You told me that story already. The irony is it was 2 thumbs and an index finger.
Well, anyway, now I understand what it's like to be a homosexual man, and I like it. Sorry, Matt. It'll never happen again. Your loss. Rob and Joe Show. New episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com. Listen. 3 fingers.
Yeah, it's not beeped enough. I mean, single thing should be beeped. Fist should be beeped. You shouldn't be able to make a hole. Like, there should be nothing that you actually hear in there. It should only be beeps, even at the end. I mean, none of that stuff is important because it's not particularly funny. The idea is that it's filthy. You shouldn't have known any of that stuff.
Yeah, it came off too dirty than what we wanted.
Yeah, I love Marcus, but yeah, that's the issue there. You should have not heard nothing. You shouldn't have heard the fingers. Not all that should have been beeped.
Well, in my mind, it's basically...
Shove, maybe verb.
Well, this is how, in my mind, I thought of it like this. I said, first of all, they're not prostitutes. This isn't Thailand. It's just the women, they like American men. This is true.
So we could have just taken out the money thing.
Exactly. So, because every time I go to these military bases, they end up marrying these women, these guys, these U.S. soldiers, and they live there, and they have these kids, so it happens all the time. So the idea was basically, the women there, they love American men. I actually met this one woman, and she did this thing with her beep, 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 and it was like a sushi roll. Beep, beep, beep,
right.
Ginger rice all over my beep,
and then she shoved
beep,
beep, beep into my beep, beep, and then we did beep. Did you get the beep? Not even 3 fingers. That should have probably been beep, too.
Right. So it's 95% beeps, but it's sort of implied, and it's funny, but, it came off super dirty, and that's basically, it's like our murder mystery, Joe. I write it one way, and next thing you know, there's fisting. But thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, sorry, Marcus. We own it. I mean, we should have heard it and provided feedback instead of waiting, then shitting on you after you did all the work. So I apologize for that.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry,
Marcus.
Off.
Sorry about that.
I don't even know. Are you there, Marcus?
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Now I feel better.
He just killed himself. Maybe he's doing all those things with his wife right now.
Fuck you guys.
Are you mad?
I put together a goddamn good promo. Fucking hilarious. You know what? Just laugh and like it. How about that?
Yeah, no. I even said that we really kind of waive the right to provide any feedback when we say, hey, go take care of it, and then you do, and then we shit on it. You're right. I mean, that's we shouldn't do that. You're right about that.
No, we should have given more detailed instructions.
Yep. We should have been more specific.
And what you put together is it's well edited. It's done well. It's just not. It's just
a couple more beeps.
It came off too dirty. Look, at the end of the day, it's not. It's going to be on the bonus show, and the people that listen to our show that are Mike O'Mara show people are also probably bonus show people for the Mike O'Mara show. I'm imagining.
I will send Rob a version 2 and see if it gets through the censors.
Okay, you know what? It's done now. The whole thing is over. The Japan trip. It's old news. We'll just cut a new promo.
There you go. See, you don't care. You don't care about the work I put in.
No, I do. You're right. You're right. I even apologize.
Thanks. Shit on me.
Yes, you're right. I don't care.
No,
I only care about the result.
I do care. And I even apologize that you didn't deserve it. You're right about that. You didn't deserve us to be critical of it unless we said, hey, unless we provided more instruction or asked to hear it before it was sent. So you're right. I apologize.
Well, I'm not being critical of you. I'm being critical of
We did a bad job
giving
right,
you
yeah.
proper instruction. So
it's fun. I like Robbie better anyway.
That's fair enough. It's funny how that works out. Everybody seems to like Robbie better. You mentioned the chat fiasco. What's going on with that, Robbie?
It was completely unannounced as far as I know. Southern Belle, who's back in chat tonight.
Hey, Southern Belle.
She's like an admin or something on that website where the chat that we use. She didn't give me any warning. I don't know, you know, if she's even on Facebook anymore. But I had no warning. Suddenly over the weekend, the chat interface has totally changed, and I'm in a panic because why?
Because Gramps, yes, how can he get on?
Because I know Gramps isn't going to be able to navigate this thing.
Of course not. He can barely get on now, and he's done the same thing for 195 straight shows.
So instead of going and watching Homeland and relaxing before, like I do like to do before the show, I'm on my dad's computer remotely trying to work it through him, and it's like God bless him. I love Dad, but you know he doesn't understand what a tab is. You know what I mean? So it's excruciating.
He's like, they haven't made tab in 15 years.
And all I want to do is just go take a nap, you know?
Well, he's on. Everything worked out. It's all good, right?
Yes, he's on. He's okay, chatting with Southern Belle. He's happy.
So Tawanda was at her parents' house the other day, and she somehow stumbled on to talking about her prom or whatever. And then she has this little photo album she got of her prom pictures.
Okay.
And, you know, I've talked about how everyone knows that black people age better.
Right.
It's no secret. And we've also talked about how she's better looking than me. But every year I get older. Sorry, I look older like a normal white person, and she really doesn't.
She's not cracking.
No. And I posted these pictures, three from her prom and then one of a recent pic. And it's barely any different.
She looks exactly the same.
Exactly. So she was talking about the Justin Scott and Spiegel, 98 Rock. They're having the adult prom. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Yes. It's Friday, May 11th. Now, I'm at Magoobies that night. I'm working that all weekend. So I can't go, but, you know, she literally has her dress still. She
can still.
Yes.
Jeez.
So, well, at the time it was big on her. She was skinnier. So she thinks she has to lose a few pounds, but I'm sure it'll work out. So, but she still wants to go, but she needs a date. So who can we have take Tawanda to the prom?
I mean, I'm sure there's anybody from Die Laughing could go.
Well, they all have women.
Yeah, Sean Gabbert. Oh, he's married. Never mind. that was awkward. Gramps.
Gramps would. Okay. I mean, that's obviously that's the best thing for our show. And it's the best thing. I mean, he's not.
Hey, finally, there'll be a couple there that looks more ridiculous than me and Katie.
Are you going?
I mean, I would.
Okay. Robbie, do you think Gramps will go?
He absolutely would.
Yeah, 100% right. He'd go. Now, I can't promise I'll go, but he'll go.
Is he going to, like, you know, pick her up and drive her and do all the things that a date
get a
would
corsage.
Do?
Yeah, he'll do all the things.
Is he going to try to, yeah, probably, yeah, try to have sex with Tawanda?
Yeah, I mean, try. Yeah, at least try. Do you know if Tawanda had sex on her prom night?
No, I don't think so. Because I think she didn't even go with some guy that she was dating necessarily. She just went with some guy.
All right. Well, you never know.
Somehow. Yeah, maybe if she wants to right that wrong, she could see she hasn't aged a bit, but her prom date looks different. It's not a black 17-year-old man.
It's an old white man.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think that would be ideal. She jokingly said for Steve-O, and then I said, seriously? She goes, no, I'm kidding. I said, okay.
God, that would be a nightmare.
So, all right, Gramps and Tawanda, the adult prom. It's a really adult prom. He's going to want to leave by about 9:30, though, and go to bed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. He when we have a murder mystery, and it's, he's, you know, that's right. Not his, when it ends at, you know, 10. Although he likes being in Annapolis because he can be home in 15 minutes. But
yeah, well, I don't know where this is at. I'm sure it's somewhere in Baltimore.
Yeah, in
right?
Baltimore.
Yeah.
He'll go. He'll stay up past his bedtime.
Would you go with your woman, Robbie, if Gramps and Tawanda were going?
I don't know. Maybe. somebody in chat said maybe you could find her a date on the Misconnections podcast.
Maybe. I wish we could figure out who this is. See, there's an update on that. The Misconnections podcast person, I posted on our Facebook. Do we know who this is? And I'm speaking of the person that posted the obviously all the references to Joe and the woman that wanted to hook up with Joe at the
St. She didn't want to hook up with me. It was an old lady.
No. The person who's writing this
gotcha.
Is acting like you were the connection that they missed, right? That's the point of the...
It's written from my point of view. Misconnection. Yes, okay. I'm the one who has interest in this 90-year-old woman who's being fed.
Okay, my bad. Okay, I don't pay attention well. So then the person posted a picture of the denim jean lady from Virginia Beach, who we posted her pic on our Patreon. It was a bonus show because you and her had a little bit of a tiff. And then that person referenced some of those things. So they are a patron. And so you and Katie think it's actually Robbie, even though he's denied it.
Well, I don't know that I think
Mac
it's Robbie.
Mac has said it's not him.
I know that Katie and Justin tomorrow are calling the person on their own show.
Well, it could be Ryan Dassing. He's a fan. I know he listens to 98 Rock. I know he tweets regularly at us and Facebook likes things and comments and has said on record that that is his new favorite podcast, The Misconnections.
I also know that Misconnections is currently negotiating to be on the More Network.
Well, they're dominating. They're going to pass us here in about 3 months.
Of course they're going to pass us. You know how many comedy podcasts there are by two white guys?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
You know how many Misconnections podcasts there are?
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got no shot. Congrats. So, I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. I threw out Taylor Jenkins as a possibility. He didn't respond, which maybe points to some guilt. But speaking of Taylor Jenkins, the king of Irish music.
Well, let's revisit that. So, when I went to Union Jacks on St. Patrick's Day, it was a whole day of Irish music. And basically, I just said, you don't think about it, but Irish music is horrible. It sucks. I would never listen to it, blah, blah, blah. And apparently, Taylor Jenkins is a big Irish music fan, and he took offense, and he said, no, my friend's in a band, the Shillelaghs or whatever the fuck they're called, and he says, and they're selling out stadiums, that's what he says, and I said, there's no way they're Irish music selling out a stadium.
Well, it may be in Ireland.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then I guess he posted a video of some stadium filled with people.
There wasn't a video. It was a photograph of a stadium show in Germany, and it was a full stadium watching Irish music, his friend's band.
I believe you.
It was a stadium?
Is it a stadium?
It's an arena. It's arena-sized type of concert.
So you're saying it's like the Verizon Center. It seats 18,000 people, and they're all in there listening to Irish music.
Yes, in Germany. But, they also like David Hasselhoff, so what does that tell you?
So, but we asked if he would supply us with some music, some samples, and we could, hear what he considers good Irish music, and we will decide whether we like it or not with an open mind. So, I know he posted some YouTube clips.
He did. He gave us two songs. One he didn't stand behind, but the one he stands behind.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
The other one was more his taste.
Yeah,
you play it, though, if he's saying, in defense of Irish music, here's two examples, one I don't really like.
Yes.
I mean, if you're defending Irish music, at least send two songs you really like.
Well, he wants to give... By the way, I liked the one that he said he didn't like as much.
Yeah, the one that he said he doesn't really like is more poppy, and it's his friend's band. But I didn't pull that one. I pulled the one he said he likes.
Okay. Jam.
You got to give it like 20 seconds at least.
I'll give it 20 minutes.
20 seconds is all it's going to get.
That's it. You pretty much heard everything.
So real quick, when I was at that bar and I was talking about not liking Irish music,
that's what was playing.
That's exactly what was playing. The song you just played is exactly what I was listening to.
But in that environment, I would like that.
Well, that was my point that I was saying. That's not, you don't listen nobody is making music to be consumed for 4 hours one time a year. No, I mean, you want it to be something that's appreciated more than one day of the entire year.
Does that song have lyrics?
Nope, it's all instrumental. And, oh, I feel really bad. Southern Belle, she asked where Eric is.
Oh.
Eric the actor?
Yeah, she hasn't been in chat in a couple of years.
Well, it's almost like you can't find that information from listening to the show.
She's a big-time listener.
She doesn't listen.
She downloads as well as Gramps does.
We'll get back to that.
She doesn't listen. She just stumbled into our chat.
We'll let Gramps tell her.
Yeah, Gramps could break the news to her. All right? Sorry.
I think I liked what I heard. It's not something I would listen to all the time, but if you're in the right environment, yeah.
So this was the point that I was making, and I don't believe you.
Okay.
You're saying you're cruising down the road. You're flipping stations. That comes on.
Yeah.
You just let it go.
Yeah, can we hear a little more?
Hold on.
Can we get in the middle? Can we jump ahead?
Yeah, go. Yeah, go up a little bit.
Let me try to do that.
I mean, I kind of like it. I do.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the score to a movie that's set, you know, 400 years ago.
Right. Well, you see all the movies. You would know about that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit and be like, you know what I could really listen to? The score from the Gangs of New York. You know, I mean, that's not... Nobody's listening to that except Mike Chamberlain.
I'll listen to the... There's a few scores I like.
Well, you listen to the... Oh, you're going to love this. It's Jaws, and you're just...
I like Jaws. I like the Top Gun theme.
Well,
I like Shawshank or Rocky.
Hold on.
Going the distance?
If you're talking about a soundtrack, that's different than a score. That sounds like a score.
I'm talking about Going the Distance, Rocky, and the other one when he's running up the friggin' steps. That's some instrumental.
Well, no, you're talking about Gonna Fly Now, which was a major hit.
And Going the Distance.
Right, but that's not the score. If you're playing songs that are included in the soundtrack of a movie, that's different than the music that's playing when...
I'm saying it's not like it's Purple Rain. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Right.
But yeah, I don't believe you like this, but I can't crawl into your head, but I wish I could... I literally wish I could have just been driving with you and put this on and see how long it would stay on.
Right.
You'd turn it.
Well, Robbie, what do you think?
It's okay. I mean, I wouldn't stop on this if it was on Sirius XM. I just, you know, find a better...
What
stadium.
If the song
stop
was
playing it?
What if the song was about Glenn Frey?
Yeah, if that song was exactly the same, but it was. They said, hey, this is a song. I was inspired by the great Glenn Frey.
Yes, if the title was Glenn Frey, and that was what it sounded like, I would go, what a shitty tribute.
Hey, but you notice that Taylor didn't like that Joe shit on Irish music, but he still listens to the show. It's almost like someone could learn that lesson with the Eagles and maybe a movie that's famous.
Right. One line wouldn't ruin the movie. Taylor even still likes me. Then I don't feel the same way about the music that he likes.
Bob Seger did put out a whole album.
Irish music?
It's about Glenn Frey.
And oh, okay.
I haven't really...
It's called Old Time Irish Music.
And I haven't really been able to listen to it.
You've been so busy watching Peaky Blinders.
Yes. He has 9 shows he has to watch before he's able to
listen
to it.
Are you ready for Imposter Season 2?
I am. I'm excited about it.
God, that show. Look, I watched it. I liked it. But it is so bad. I mean, it makes no sense.
It's silly.
It is silly. So, anyway, I saw...
I guess we're not going to hear the second song.
Yeah, it's fine. It is more poppy. I did see Scott Berkson this past weekend. I did a show in Fairfax, Virginia at a New Orleans-style, that was the French Quarter Brassier.
What was he doing there? He lives in Philadelphia, right?
This is how cool his life is. He wasn't in town for a golf tournament. He was in town for a golf lesson.
Damn, is he rich?
Apparently he's crushing it. Oh. He is with this woman that I've met before that lives locally, Raquel, very attractive. And I don't know what's going on there, but I just hit on her in front of him just to get a sense of how interested he is. And I think maybe I went too far. But I did give him shit about Tiffany Haddish. Apparently, when I mentioned that he had a chance, Mac called him and gave him a lot of shit for that. So I'm glad that I've...
Well, he deserves that.
I agree. I agree. So, and then she didn't know who that was until we said the Groupon lady. She goes, oh, so now that's how people know Tiffany is the other thing, is the Groupon person, Groupon girl. But Scott has Movie Pass, and he's seen 12 movies already, like in like a month or something.
Wow, that's more than actually. Yeah. I've seen the exact same amount of movies, but two movies I didn't see on MoviePass. Because we had a Fandango gift card for one.
Okay.
And I just saw Ready Player One. Oh, I saw Red Sparrow on Fandango. I saw Ready Player One on... Katie had to buy the ticket because I wasn't with her. So we saw two
extra movies. Did you enjoy Ready Player One?
I liked it. So I didn't like it as much as Katie, but I liked it. Here's what it is. It's the special effects are very cool. The story's very cool, right? So it's a good story. All you got to do is kind of be serviceable, but it still has some of that Spielberg schmaltz. You know, like if you watch like the interaction between the kids and the in like E.T. and in like Jurassic Park, you get this kind of Goonies feel. You know, Robbie, do you know what I'm talking about? That
I do.
Spielberg has a kind of sappy kind of a, you know, and that's in there with the relationship between the kids in it. And I say kids, I think they're supposed to be like 18 or 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
But so that was a little, but it's a good movie. It's fun. You know what I mean? I really enjoyed myself, but it's not, it isn't great.
Well, maybe I'll see it on MoviePass.
Scott says it's 13-0, Rob.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
He's not competing against Rob.
He's seen another movie since then.
Apparently, he is competing against Rob.
Well, so far he's dominating.
He should compete against me. I mean, yeah. Rob. That's like, yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. I went and saw one of Joe and Robbie's favorite comedians and didn't invite them. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hello again, it's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So our buddy, Rory Scovel, former guest on the show, a guy that you used to do open mics with, or we all did, but you did a lot more back in the day in D.C.
Yeah, back when he used to do Topaz. That was my regular, and it was also his regular.
Yeah.
And we were two of maybe four comics, along with Danny Rouye and a couple others, that we got a guaranteed spot, and everybody else had to kind of ask for their spots.
You were made men.
That's correct.
He also did a bit with us on Irresponsible Radio back in the day.
Oh, yeah. He came in and pretended to be a lab technician, a polygraph technician.
Yes.
And he gave a stripper. We'll tell the story real quick. There was a stripper that came up with a lot of other strippers promoting this strip club. Rob happened to be on the show that day when I was on 98 Rock at Nights. And
now,
Rob,
you're confusing the stories. She was at a gig that I did.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So Rob saw her and goes, hey, I know you. I made out with you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So the girl, the stripper, goes, no, you didn't, because she has a boyfriend. She couldn't have exposed that she did that. So she had to pretend that it didn't happen. That's a long time ago. Rob was a single man.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, we go, well, clearly we knew she did that. I mean, we knew Rob wasn't lying, right? So, and he had no motive to lie. It would embarrass him. He wouldn't just walk up and pretend you made out with somebody who was sitting in the room. That's ridiculous. So we said we were going to give her a polygraph. Well, she was also dumb as hell. So
yes.
What we did was we took a colander, hooked it up to an oscilloscope. We had Rory Scovel and John Mumma, comedians, come in lab coats and administer a polygraph. And every time she said something that we didn't want to be correct, we hit a fake buzzer. So she was under the impression that she was caught lying.
Do we have that anywhere, Robbie? Somewhere in the recesses of your computer?
I might have that. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I might have it.
Well, Rory has gone on to great things. He was on this sitcom on TBS for a while, a lot of commercials.
He's in the new Amy Schumer movie.
He's the romantic lead to Amy Schumer. That's coming out here in 2-3 weeks. I think it's called I Feel Pretty. Well, he was headlining the Improv, and Danny Rugier was featuring, and John Conroy was emceeing. It was a really, as far as a headliner than local comics combination, it's about as good as it's going to get.
Right.
So Robbie had emailed a few months ago when it came out on the schedule, did we want to go? And I never really commit to anything, as we sort of talk about that, especially on a weekend, because I feel like, you know, hopefully I'll be working and getting paid that night. So didn't even think any of it. And then as the week, it got to that week, like on the Thursday, I said, you know what, I can do it Friday night. It was only like, but they'd already said it was sold out early show. I was like, there's a handful of tickets on Friday. Right. So I went on there and I bought one ticket and I went. And then it did occur to me that, wow, I feel like this is something that Joe and Robbie would want to be at.
Well, Robbie asked me if I wanted to go and I said, you know, no. So I already had an opportunity to do it.
Probably not.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I love those guys, but I figured I wasn't going to go spend my Friday night there. But, you know, honestly, I probably would have. Can I tell you my big thing now? Same with I went to opening day. I hate parking. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
And you can't now park in the Improv garage. You got to park across it.
Why can't you park in the garage?
Well, the garage next to the Improv usually closes now before. Like, we can't, whenever we do the murder mystery, we can't park in that garage.
Because we do it on a Wednesday.
Yes,
it's on the weekend. It's open until 2 a.m.
Oh, well, maybe I would have had a different attitude if I knew that to be the case. But
No,
I would have loved to have seen that. I'm sure Rory was hysterical. And, of course, you know, I remember saying, that's the guy here that I thought, okay, this is a guy who could really be some. Well, if this works for him, I mean, it could be like what it was for Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover. He's hysterical.
He's amazing. And he told me this thing that he did. And it's very comic-y, so I don't know how much it'll interest the rest of you, but I'm fascinated by it. He had this idea to shoot a documentary, and they got some funding for it, and they thought it was going to take, you know, do some of it now, wait 6 months, get some more money, do more. It might take 2 or 3 years to get all the scenes and the shots they wanted. But he wanted to go on stage. Just imagine going on stage, Joe, and just doing crowd work, but never saying any joke you've said before. Never even, not even a go-to crowd work moment.
Right.
Just talking, not do crowd work, just talking about anything you want, but you've never talked. I have a bit about that subject, or a bit an exact bit. Like, you could do crowd work, but you can't, and then segue into something you said 1,000 times.
Right.
So it's literally 60 minutes of brand new, never
off the top of your head.
Yes. Imagine doing that 6 straight nights.
Oh my God.
He shot a documentary with him doing that 6 straight nights. And obviously, interviews before, after, interviews with other comics, this is hard. Just, you know, the whole thing. And I'm like, this sounds friggin' amazing. And he said, you know, here he is, you know, 16 whatever years in, I don't know how, but something like that. And he said it made me remember again that's why we do comedy, because we're just funny people.
Right.
And even now, I have the same thing. I have this fear of like a moment without laughter, like they're just listening. When reality is, it's just, like, I've never watched someone I liked and then there's talk for a few minutes, and I like them, right?
Yeah, I wish I was laughing right now.
Right. No. And so he learned that. He also learned to talk about, if things got more personal, because it's hard to just be constantly silly and funny.
Yeah.
So he ended up opening up more about things. And he said it was a great exercise.
Like therapeutic?
More comics should do it. Yeah, he thinks it helped his comedy. And to me, it sounds like an ideal, because Netflix is churning out these documentary series. It sounds like a.
Do they own it? Does it?
Well, they're gonna shop it around. I mean, but it's shot. It's done. They got everything they need.
I'll bet it's. And of course, you're not gonna. The beauty is when it airs. If it's probably gonna be 60 minutes long.
Well, I think it should be multiple parts. If it's five, if it's six, 1 hour of comedy plus interviews, I think it could easily be more.
But I think that. I think what they're going to do. By the way, did he ever bomb?
He said they all. I mean, I'm sure there was moments, but he did it in the same theater where he shot a special. I think it was in Atlanta somewhere.
Yeah, that was a little. It was quaint.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So it's not, you couldn't do that in a giant theater where you could lose people.
Yeah, people are just pouring out of there.
Exactly. So it's the setup. But I don't know, it sounds fascinating to me, and I can't wait to see it. And he actually did a joke at the Improv that he riffed on at that point about, because, you know, Uber had like the self-driving car and it immediately like killed someone.
Yeah.
And it was like the robot had to call the other robots like, I did it, man. I screwed up, you know. Fuck you, Steve. Now we're not going to get a chance. We're going to get fired. We're not going to have money to pay for food that we don't need to live. He had this whole long bit that was just hilarious that he just riffed that came out of nowhere.
Oh, came out of nowhere?
Came from doing those shows.
You know what? Because I think about it. Rory did this show called Rory Scovel. We're talking about did this show called Ground Floor. The show was so fucking annoying because the guy from Pitch Perfect was in it. The lead man from Pitch Perfect was in it.
Not the Adam Devine guy.
No, the lead.
Right. But the less famous one.
Right. Yeah. And he was the lead in this Ground Floor. And I'm sure he was a great guy. But what happened was they had this formula where they wanted to find a way to have him sing each episode. But basically, it ended up being the Rory show because he was the funniest person on there. And they started. And so there were some funny parts. It was a funny show, except for the idea that they were going to try to shoehorn this talent that this guy had.
Right.
So anyway, the point is that show, I guess it got canceled. And then he was on this show called Those Who Can't. Is that what it was? Where he's the principal. And it's fucking hysterical.
I watched that show. I loved it.
And he is so funny. So then he's going to be in this, and it appears that he's going to be a straight man. And I thought, you know, they're going to give this guy a vehicle like Galifianakis in The Hangover. And Rory now is probably about near as big as Galifianakis was when he was about to do The Hangover.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, they get him in one of these vehicles, he's going to explode. I mean, Galifianakis is, you know, he's an A-lister, but A's A-lister,
yes.
Right? You know, Rory had an opportunity, still does, and maybe this is it, but I was surprised that this is the direction that he, but hell, what are you going to do, turn down this part? It's going to be...
Well, he went on the 106.7 with Danny, that he got this 2 days before, because the original person had a visa issue and they couldn't get into
the country.
Oh, really?
Did he say who it was? Do we know who it is?
He didn't say who it was, but Amy Schumer, you know, they know each other a little bit.
Yeah.
And his special it just came out and he thinks that she saw that, so he was on in her mind. So she recommended Rory, and you know, she can do that. She can make that call.
That I saw the trailer for that movie, and I hope I'm not deluded because I have not a vested interest, but you like to see people you know have success.
Sure.
You know, I don't have any of this jealous. I want, if he explodes, it would bring me such joy.
Yes.
So there are a couple things that look a little bit hokey, but is it a Judd Apatow?
I don't know. Robbie, do you know?
I got it right here on IMDb.
I think he's involved. Good.
Rory also had a story arc on the show Wrecked, where he played like a crazy villain.
Was it like over-the-top comedy or was he?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. No, I'm very excited about the idea. You know, I hope this is a springboard because when I look at this movie, it looks like women are going to love this thing, right? They're going to love it.
Yeah.
It looks like basically, I don't know, very like almost like a Shallow Hal theme, but the idea that, you know, this confidence is what makes you attractive and people are going to be drawn to her because she doesn't have these hang-ups about what she's supposed to look like. Instead, she loves who she is and therefore other people love her. I think the message is good, although I hear women are getting pissed off, but they shouldn't be. The message is good.
Well, look, the people it doesn't look on Twitter like this is a, get pissed off. It's not a Judd Apatow.
It doesn't look like it's a Judd Apatow production.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's called I Feel Pretty, and it comes out here April 20th in theaters. So,
other than her hitting her head in the spin class, the trailer looks hysterical.
Yeah, no, and I wonder if he got to meet this Lauren Hutton and Naomi Campbell. There's like supermodels in this.
Yeah, the chick from...
And Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, that's the girl from the Blurred Lines videos, walking around naked, hot as hell. There's the girl from Community, the lead, the blonde, she's in it. I mean, yeah, there's...
That's where our mind goes. Can he meet hot chicks? Not that his career, that's how
he's married, right?
Did
he married? Yeah, yeah.
Married, has a baby, all that stuff, talked about that. No, he was hilarious. It was super cool. And, you know, I had bought a ticket like an adult, but I just sat in the corner. I prefer to sit in the corner and not sit with other people. And
yeah, of course.
Have to like.
You don't want to be you're not an audience member. You're somebody.
Exactly.
So
I'm somebody. Damn it, I'm somebody.
So it looks like we're got to wrap up soon. Can I say? Were you gonna say something else about Rory?
No, but I have another thing I want to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
Quick. But I'm so. you know, I need new headshots. It's been a while, and the guy, Travis Marshall, did some photos for our
he's good.
Yeah, for our murder mystery. So I'm going to go get those done this week, and you know, I just got a haircut. I got the whole thing happening. So we've talked about how I can't take pictures. So do you guys have any advice? I don't want to be like
I do.
I'm going to get 10 pictures. So, but I don't want advice. To be too silly.
The okay? advice is have him take all the pictures when you don't know they're being taken.
Okay.
As you're preparing, like just right now, if they were to take a picture of me right now.
Okay.
And then have that be, choose from the thousands
yes,
of
thousands.
Ways that your face might look when you're just sitting there having a regular conversation. Yeah. You know, and that's what I would do.
Well, what about
also yeah. no props, please.
Okay. No, I agree with that.
Robbie's shitting on your last CD cover is what he's doing, just in case you didn't know.
There's no prop.
Oh, I thought you had a microphone.
It's the back. It's a photo on the back.
Yeah, I'm holding a microphone. Is that considered a prop?
Yep, it certainly is.
That is a prop.
Okay.
I'm just making sure you knew what he was saying.
All right. But it's okay.
I know.
As far
no
as props go, I'm not a friggin' Carrot Top here.
No, he meant don't have anything
don't
other than the clothes on your back.
Yes, thank you.
Right. Well, I'm going to get – it's not – I don't have to take that picture as my headshot. I'm just saying if I'm going to get 10 pictures, do I want them all to look like a straight shot or do I want to have a little fun?
I don't know, man. I mean, headshots, they're all – every time I see them, I see somebody making a zany face. I'm like,
No. I'm not – I don't want that for my headshot. But why would I get 10 pictures and all make them my ideal headshot? Wouldn't I want some that are – just to have? Just
no,
for
I'm going to tell you
website
why.
Website photos?
No, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I went and got headshots, and my brother took the very worst of the headshots and put that on the cover of my CD. So you don't want that to be an option. You want to be happy with what you have. If there's all those pictures out there, my brother will, he'll humiliate you.
Well, no, I don't want a bad picture to be out there, but I'm saying if I'm gonna have 10 photos, I'm just have the same smile with a different shirt on each time. I mean, or do I have any sort of fun with this photo shoot?
I don't know. I mean, what are you gonna juggle? Arrow through the head? Like I have no. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. My only idea for a prop was to be holding the mic upside down.
The only
I'm an idiot,
Robbie. Anyway, the only way, like I'm gonna look like I look. I you know, I mean, I'm not gonna get any more headshots. Those days are over. I'm not doing stand up, and the murder mystery is what it is.
Right.
So, but I look like I look. The only way for me to look better if somehow I can work Katie into my headshot.
Maybe I'll think about that.
Yeah.
Well, what should I mean, I don't want to wear the same thing. I should have different outfits, right, Robbie? Or is that not allowed?
Yep. Outfit changes is allowed.
Okay. Now, do I want to, dress it up for some? Or, I mean, my go-to comedy outfit is a button-up.
Okay, well, yeah, like five button-ups, you're just going to throw
well,
them
on. Generally, it's generally better for no pattern. You just want a straight color. It's my experience. But
well,
I mean,
you can, yeah, that makes sense. If you were to get a picture in various outfits so you can see what looks the best.
Yes.
That I agree with. But, you know, I mean, you might be able to have maybe a suit and tie on or, you know,
well,
what I mean?
Thought about. I mean, I'll bring that. I'll bring a sport coat and I'll bring, you know, I do want to get some variety. I'm not trying to do wacky, but I'm also, you know, if he's taking 1,000 pictures, it seems stupid to not try to do something.
So
at least for my website, I can have a silly picture, but Robbie's totally against
sorry. I'm so distracted by what Robbie's doing. So the show is going to be about maybe five more minutes, and somebody named Joe Brewster came into chat, and he's typing fuck, shit, and ass in chat.
He's good. I like him.
And which doesn't matter. Yeah. So it's almost over, but Robbie is frantically trying to get this guy out of chat, Joe Brewster. It's okay, Robbie. It's almost over with.
Well,
I think he left on his own.
Oh, man.
You were going to say something, Joe?
Yeah, I want to just say one thing before we go, and that's that I talked to Tommy Simbazo today from the Murder Mystery.
Oh, this is exciting.
And I'll make this long story very short. Scott Apple, who's been on this show many a times, he and I had a bet whether or not Tommy would have preferred the movie Ready Player One or the book.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dollar bet. I had the book. Scott had the movie. we called Tommy to, you know, and to get the resolution. And of course, he liked the book better and I won the dollar. But while we were on there, I said, well, Scott is a giant nerd. I said, well, do you listen to Tommy's podcast? Tommy has a podcast called Laugh Finder. We mentioned a bunch of times on here. I've been on it. Have you been on it too?
No, I don't know. I don't understand how that shit works. So I'm terrified. But Andrew Unger just went on as well, and he doesn't know how that shit works either, though. Neither do you, and you went on.
Yeah, well, no, I know how it works. I mean, it's Dungeons and Dragons. You get a character, and you go through adventures, and you tell him if you want to fight somebody, you got to roll dice, and if you roll a high enough number, you hit them. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I still don't understand it.
So Scott is a giant nerd. I said, hey, do you listen to his podcast, Laugh Finder? They play Dungeons & Dragons. I go, have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons? He said, no, but I read the books. Now, the books are instructions on how to play. So he's read those. But then Tommy said, well, we're doing these adventures in space. And Scott, Scott's
boy.
Big guy.
Wheelhouse.
So Tommy said, hey, Scott, do you want to be on Laugh Finder? Meaning as the guest. Every week they have a different guest. Usually it's some sort of local celebrity of some kind. But he asked Scott Apple Scott said yes. Now, Tommy doesn't realize that Scott is only funny if you're having fun at his expense. You don't want him just talking and saying the first thing that comes to his head.
Maybe he's going to kill it.
No, he's not. He's going to be so unliked. It'll be their worst episode.
What will his character be? Because don't you invent a character that has certain skill set?
Correct. You invent your own character. It's supposed to be like a Han Solo archetype character. I have no idea what Scott's going to do. But when Scott is left to just talk, I mean, literally, it will be their worst episode. There's no way they're going to have an episode as bad as the one where Scott Apple is the star of the show. No way.
Can we create Scott's character like we created his Match.com profile?
I'm sure that we could do whatever we want, but I'm telling you, you don't want to attach yourself to a show where Scott Apple is the star of it.
No, of course you don't. But we, as Rob and Joe fans and listeners, we want this for our show. We want Scott Apple on Laugh Finder. And then we want him on Quality Time talking about some lame movie.
You have to tell Tommy that every attack on that character has to be they have to answer music trivia.
Yes. His character's a guy who's never heard music. His arms are lightsabers, and he can whittle things with his nose. And he marries up. That's what he does. He marries rich.
Well, yeah.
I look forward to the Scott Apple Laugh Finder episode. Sorry, Tommy. Sorry for bringing this guy into your life.
Yeah, he keeps calling, hey, I thought you said I was doing it. Shows up at his house.
Tommy quits the murder mystery, quits county moves.
Hey, that's on him. I told him it was a bad idea.
April 11th, DC Improv, Smooth Criminal. May 4th, the Amp by Strathmore and the Bethesda Rockville area, Back to the 80s. Two local shows coming up, DieLaughingProductions.com. Thank you, guys. Talk to you and see you soon. Remember, TMOS. Thursday.
Hi, one more thing, real quick. I'm going to be on 98 Rock next week, Monday and Tuesday. I already said that.
No, and then you did now.
And then, of course, I think we mentioned this already. The day after this comes out, Wednesday, we will be on the Mike O'Mara Show, both Rob and I,
yes,
on Thursday.
This
all right, that's
Thursday.
It.
Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.